I mean, someone in 1,000 years could be listening to this right now.
I mean,
hello from the past.
In the far off future where they're rebuilding society around episodes of The Stab Show.
Yes.
They have worshipped less.
Or maybe that's why they can rebuild society.
Oh, okay. So
there's just a giant stab letters carved into the mountainside. Like, screw the presidents. Mount Rushmore just says, stab.
Oh, we will try.
I don't want to think about all of the the unfortunately named cities in the future from all the Department of Tourism.
Yes.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago.
And away we go.
Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned 3 specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they will now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called...
Oh, live studio. Don't forget.
Stab.
Welcome to the Stab Show. A little of this, a lot of that, but still never any of those. Guaranteed. Let's introduce tonight's panel. Our first panelist smells something fishy, but he also spends a lot of time at ponds. He's a producer of imported comedy. It's Mikhail Chernyovsky. Our second panelist once threw a tantrum so epic they still talk about it at that Chuck E. Cheese's to this day. She's a member of Squad Patrol. It's Dana Bryan.
Hello.
And our third panelist can read an entire set of encyclopedias, you know, eventually. She's an absolute Stab Show favorite. It's Christy Farley. Oh, yay, I gotta switch to the other screen. And I'm your host, Jesse Jones, a few loaves short of a bakery. Welcome to the Stab Show, still available on KUTZ 103.1 and KUTZFM.org, Saturday nights at 11 p.m. if you're in the greater Sacramento area or beyond. In case you thought you dreamed that wonderful information, no! It's awake reality, and you're welcome for it. Now, let's meet tonight's panel. Mikhail, how are you? How are you, Mikhail?
Good to see you. It's good to be in the new year.
Yeah.
And, you know, survived whatever the past was.
Yes. Yep. So far, we have all survived the past.
We have.
Yes.
And that's why we're here.
Yeah. Up to this very minute.
It's been good. It's been
we
good.
Have survived the past. What you been up to? Anything fun, interesting, exciting?
Not much, you know. No? Just you know, knee deck. Knee deck. I've got a knee deck. You know, just knee deep in parent life. You know,
oh, sure.
living that dad life. Otherwise, you know.
Well, good.
Yeah,
I guess.
Good, you know.
I guess.
It's good. Well, good. It's good. Yeah. It's good. You know, just, you know, being there for the kids,
sure.
Making sure they're not, you know. Too broken from my actions.
Ah, yes. Yes. Just hoping they survive their current past.
Their current past.
Well, good. Good for you. Shaping the future. At least a couple members of it.
This episode's for them.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, shit. Now we got a dedication. Oh, all right.
Wait, well, 1,000 years, you know.
Yes.
They're going to be listening and be like, oh, that's why we had so many problems.
Mm. Not everyone were Mikhail's children. He did it right. Then the rest of it went to shit. Well, good to have you, as always. Dana, hi there.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. You've been having some funs lately.
Yes. Last weekend, I went to Sketchfest with my sketch team, Squad Patrol.
That would be some of the aforementioned funs.
Yes.
How'd that go?
I enjoyed our show, and the 10 people in the audience laughed a lot at our show. So
good.
That was more than last time. So
sure.
We're on an upward trajectory. Yeah. I saw some celebrities at the hotel, which was fun.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sadly,
like, embarrassing for me, the person that I recognized that I got the most excited about was one of the contestants on The Bachelorette.
You know what? They still unfortunately count.
Yes. So. And I was sitting there with my phone, just like talking to my friends and then snapping surreptitious photos so sure. I could send to all my ladies, be like, look what I saw.
No, you were right the first time.
Yeah.
Look what I saw.
Yes.
Look at this. Watch me objectify them in real time.
Yes.
Well, glad you had some fun. And then another Squad Patrol is upcoming.
Our next one will be the second Saturday in February.
Yeah. So
working on a show full of love.
Oh,
because,
well,
you know, comedians have the nicest things to say about love.
They do.
Yes.
They really do. They're very self-fulfilled.
Everyone loves love.
Right?
Who doesn't? All right. Well, awesome. Glad you had another fun experience, or your first fun experience at Sketchfest.
I'm easy to please, yeah. So I'll have fun doing dumb stuff. So don't base whether it was actually fun on my reaction to it.
Well, good.
Yes.
Well, always a pleasure to have you. And Christy Farley, you so-and-so. Just look at you. So happy to have you.
I'm happy to be here. I'm grateful.
Yeah. Very difficult to get Christy around here. I feel like it's been a while, and I think that's accurate. but that's okay. I won't dwell on the chase. we've got Christy now. That's what matters. How has Christy's life been since last you were around these parts?
Pretty good. I've been eating natural foods a lot, quite a bit. I'm trying to cut back on how much fast food I'm eating. True. And it's made my innards function a lot better.
Yeah.
I've noticed, like, you know, feeling like a person more, which is great. Super happy for that. And I've been working on my flexibility, been doing yoga. So just, you know, things are good at the moment.
Wow. Just all these being nice to yourself things. Sure.
Yeah. It's hard. But then, like, when you can actually, like, bend over without making a noise, it's great. It's
well, great. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know that I've had one of those in a while. I judge the quality of life by the volume of the noise being made.
Honestly, yeah, like that's what kind of like helped launch me on my yoga journey. I was like, I was trying to like tie my shoe and I went, and I was like, you shouldn't make that noise from tying your shoe, bro.
Well, you know what? Cut yourself some slack, because that'll help with the slack that I need right now. I'll have some of your slack, please. Thank you. well, it is a joy to have you. Let's begin the program. It's segment one. It's reorganization. It's always reorganization. It's almost not never reorganization. sorry, I'll shake it up sometime, or I won't. Probably not. I have no idea what the Association of Corporate Travel Executives is, does, or represents. Sure, I could have looked it up, but I have no reason to believe knowing more would make me hate the abstract idea of what it might be less. So I'm just going to leave the ACTE as it is and try to never think about it again. And you're going to help. In reorganization, your job is to forget what may or may not what we may or may not know about the ACTE, and instead give me who or what else ACTE might stand for or represent to you. That was unnecessary. Mikhail, let's hear your ACTE.
ACTE, more commonly known as ACTE, amongst the children's.
Sure.
So according to Suburban Household Dictionary, ACTE is defined as when your vanilla friend is trying too hard to get attention or impress someone, but their extra vibe is just coming off a little too superficial. As in, this Barbie is thinking they're Margaret Ryobi, all ACTE over here.
Oh.
ACTE.
Nice.
Yep.
Oh, so many things that I enjoy. the a suburban neighborhood dictionary as opposed to urban dictionary. Well done. And I like Margot Ryobi. Like the
it's the, relevant. Yeah. It's timely.
Yeah. Well, I just like that they think she's named after the line of power tools at Home Depot. Yeah.
It's a good power tool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're going to pick a line, I think I'm going to get that one. thank you, Mikhail. Dana, hey there. What have you in the way of an ACTE?
Well, I don't know if you know this, but many United States organizations have acronyms.
Yes.
So clearly, the ACTE is the American Center for Transient Elves.
Mm. Sure.
Yes. Because you know that like elves don't have their own country, so they can't have like an embassy, but they need resources and a place to go if they need help when they're visiting the US, you know? Because I don't know if you know this, but many elves visit the United States. Some of them for pleasure, like forest elves. Mm-hmm. Like, have you seen them in the sequoias? Blows their mind. Like, trees do not get that big outside of California.
Yeah.
Also, the meadow elves are really fond of the Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center in Austin, Texas. Now you learn something new. You got, you know, snow elves visiting Aspen, mm-hmm. aquatic elves visiting the Mississippi River, mm-hmm. the dark elves visiting Congress. You know. But if any of them have any problems, they go to the American Center for Transient Elves. And also, do you know many of them visit for work? Like, clearly, you know, the Santa's elves come during the holidays.
Sure.
We get cookies from the Keebler elves. You know, they're not originally from America. I don't know if you know this, but Snap, Crackle, and Pop are also elves, and cereal, again, not a product originating in America. The cobbler elves, right? Those came from like Germany or wherever. That's how Michael Jordan's shoes got invented, because, yes. you know, Nike, yep. someone at Nike fell asleep in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but the great, 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 great grandchildren of Legolas from Lord of the Rings. Fashion models.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And also, the American Center for Transient Elves will solve any elf-related crimes or issues that happen, you know, incidents, international incidents, like the Great Texas Cattle Massacre of 1812.
Oh.
Elves massacre cattle, evidently. And also, evidently, elves like to steal children and replace them with changelings, which I think explains Ron DeSantis. So.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. All these things sound correct.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I... You don't realize the things that can be taken away from you, but I thought, if anything, I thought the Keebler were ours.
No.
Not native.
Elves are not native to North America, I'm sorry.
Mm. Thought we had some. Thought we had elves to hang our pointy little hat on.
But isn't that the American dream, where we are a melting pot?
Sure.
So,
sure.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad there's somebody out there looking for all of the displaced elves. Oh.
Where are the Keeblers from? Now I'm curious.
Keebler, what is that? That's, I don't know.
Is that Welsh?
Might be.
Because this is definitely all true, and I did not just make this up for comedy.
You know what? Don't take this world building from us. We're we're expounding on it. Keebler.
It sounds very like Germanic, yeah. Like. So maybe Austria.
Germany. Had to change.
Is that why they settled in Minnesota?
Probably, yeah. I mean, there's, you know, they got to follow the people they're used to being around.
Sure. Yeah. Then they might have a Scandahoovian descendants. I'm sure they had to change their name when they came over too. So it's hard to trace. thank you, Dana.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Christy. Let's hear an ACTE from you then.
Okay, fam. Let's do a deep dive into Acting Caddy Totally Eats, or ACTE. Picture this. You're scrolling through your TikTok For You page, right? And you see someone going full on savage, throwing shade like it's confetti on New Year's Eve. That's Acting Caddy Totally Eats. It's like, you're channeling your inner reality TV star serving major cunt. Those I didn't come here to make friends vibes. So think of it as like flexing, but make it slay, mama. It's giving sassy. And it has everyone in the comments going, oh my God, mother is mothering. It's the kind of drama that's so extra. It's like if Mean Girls and Gossip Girl, two ancient millennial references, had a cooler, younger baby and it was a TikTok trend. But hey, it's all in good fun until someone brings out receipts, proof, timeline, and it turns into a full-on tea party. And you are just there for the comments, watching the cattiness unfold. And that, my brother in Christ, is what acting catty totally eats is all about. Serving drama, spilling tea, and living for the reaction stitches.
God damn it.
I want to say also that writing that, like, I never felt physically older than when I was writing that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad you were somehow punished for it. You said we have to go to TikTok. Why would we do that? And you have a Stanley, you have a Stanley mug too, you son of a bitch. Who did you punch in the face for that?
This is a reduce, I promise.
All right. All right. God.
I hear the Stanley cups have lead in them.
Mm. Oh, well, good. That's what those people deserve.
I'm sorry, I'm a Contigo girl, so I don't get on these trends.
Well, good. We're all above it somehow, yet everybody, you know what?
I bet Jesse's got a hydro flask.
I do.
Oh, my God.
I think it's hydro flask. I don't know. It's one of those.
Nobody has a Yeti.
I do have a Yeti, like, for Yeti. Coffee.
Come on, brah.
I didn't buy any of them. People get me good things. I buy whatever's the cleanest in the thrift store aisle. It's just
great. Yep.
All right, segment two. Bootleg it. Feels like we haven't bootlegged in a while, but I don't know. I don't need to make commentary on it. Segment two. It's bootleg it. There are a couple avenues to success as a creative. Beat your head against the wall, day in, day out. Try to come up with an original idea that the public has been unknowingly longing for all their lives. Or just kind of rewrite something else that folk already know, but just make it different enough that it'd be more work suing you than just letting you rip somebody else off. Both are equally valid. And in Bootleg It, you've been tasked with taking these three world-renowned successful properties and giving us your dollar store, flea market, bargain bin knockoff, counterfeit, or bootleg version of each of them. I have a hard time coming up with references, so these are as dated as you might expect. So we're going 1-1-1, 2-2-2, three times around, as segment twos often do. So, Mikhail, let's start us off with your bootleg taxi driver.
Bootleg a taxi driver is a modern rendition called rideshare driver. Travis Ryder is a brilliant but deeply troubled rideshare driver, and he's a Desert Storm war veteran.
Ooh.
But as Travis navigates the cutthroat world of ridesharing, he becomes increasingly disillusioned with the corruption and moral ambiguity he encounters amongst his fellow drivers. He witnesses the exploitation of drivers, unethical corporate practices, and the erosion of meaningful human connections in the digital age and sharing rides. Travis grapples with feelings of attention and a growing obsession with recording every single ride. He becomes fixated on confronting his rivals, his drivers, and disrupting the status quo, often resorting to aggressive tactics. The climax of the film sees Travis confronting the dark underbelly of the tech industry of Silicon Valley, taking drastic action to expose corruption and protect the vulnerable workers exploited by the system. This culminates in a tense and violent confrontation with the CEO of Uber and Lyft, sparking a media firestorm and a prompt evaluation of the ethics and practices within the tech world. With that single action, Travis shows us how Gen X can truly save the world. Rideshare.
Oh, man.
out on Blu-ray and DVD today.
Oh. That's like legitimately surprising. It doesn't exist. That's a perfect remake. Oh, you're not bootlegging, you're remaking. That's a whole other thing.
Oh, dibs. I got dibs. I'm making it. I mean, everyone heard it first on Stab. Yeah.
I think that counts as copyright. Just go home, download this episode, put it on a flash drive, mail it to yourself.
Done.
I think that counts. Well done. Oh, too well done. Frankly. Let's get it to Dana. Dana, what's your bootleg taxi driver?
Well, it turns out I had never seen this and was surprised about what the plot's about. Oh. So funnily enough, mine also about a rideshare driver.
Sure.
It's the straight-to-DVD limited series called Adam Driver, where actor Adam Driver is a rideshare driver. And we just have him driving around seedy areas of various cities, picking up rides. It's real reality. You know, because why pay for a script writer when you can just have Adam Driver do his thing in a car with real people? Yeah, and sometimes he's just going to be himself and find out what kind of crazy shenanigans people are up to. Maybe sometimes he's wearing a costume, like a crotchety old man or like a goth, like very in his wheelhouse. Sometimes he might just pull out props and see what happens. Like he might have a dildo or a gun, and who knows?
Two very different props.
Right.
Two very...
Both different. Of them shoot a load.
Sure. Sure. I mean, you got to get a more expensive one to have that function.
Right. Don't want to use cheap guns.
Yeah. You got to get one of those shooting guns. Those aren't stock. Well done. And I would also watch Adam Driver. Just the show where Adam Driver works surreptitiously as a rideshare driver. As a what is it? The gig driver.
Right.
Guy. I don't know. Is it rideshare? I don't know. All right. Oh god damn it. So good. Christy, hey. Adam Driver bootleg, what do you got? I mean sorry. Taxi Driver bootleg.
Adam Driver.
No, let's no. On the spot, give me your Adam Driver. What's a bootleg of Adam Driver? Go. No. Taxi Driver bootleg, go ahead.
Okay, so mine is Maxi Driver. It's about a guy named Max who moonlights as a superhero that brings maxi pads, painkillers, and Taco Bell Nachos Del Grande to women and menstruating people in need. And then, like, if you're in a situation where, like, other people know, like, you're on your period or whatever, and someone says something derisive, he just comes in and he just punches that person right in the dick.
Yeah.
And then, honestly, this superhero is the superhero we need right now.
Yeah. I'm wondering why, like, in a drop-down menu somewhere, that isn't, like, a specific option on DoorDash or whatever grocery-getting apps. seems like...
That would be super great, honestly.
I have a hard time believing somebody hasn't taking advantage of that.
I like that a man is coming to your rescue on your period.
I think it's only fair. You know, like, why shoulder the burden of that onto another person who menstruates? You know what I'm saying? Like, another lady? No.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying you're giving us a lot of credit. That's all.
I love how you're like, if someone says something derisive, you're going to punch him right in the dick. And it's like, oh, because you already know.
Well, yeah.
That the person saying something wrong has a dick. Like,
yeah, generally. Yeah. Generally, that's how that goes. thank you, Christy. Oh, it's only our second time around already. You know what? This is why we put the show earlier, so that we can stretch our legs. Mikhail, let's hear your bootleg flubber.
So it's a action figure from Russia.
Mm.
And it's just lard painted green.
Sure. Sure. It's more resilient from Russia. It doesn't melt. It just stays there.
Stays.
Well done. See, that's getting us back on track. Dana, what's your bootleg flubber about?
Okay, look. I just got, you know, slime is very popular. I just got a slime recipe off the internet. I dyed it green. So I have this friend, Phil, and it kind of looks like Robin Williams. But if Robin Williams were a high school PE teacher instead of an actor,
sure.
And I just took a pic, slapped the bad boy on a jar of this green slime, and now I sell it on Etsy.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, I will be looking for that after the show. Christy, wrap up our second trip around the bootlegs with your bootleg blubber.
Mine is blubber with a B, and it's about a scientist that uses gene manipulation to create a talking whale, and there's no, like, cool basketball jumping scene, and there's no, like, touching family moments, but did you know that blue whales can grow to 90 feet or more and weigh as much as 24 elephants or 330,000 pounds?
Mm.
That's intriguing, no?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no. We're learning, and just that, we're learning. yeah. All right. I don't know why. I just, it struck me. And
do you like this show?
No, I've never seen it. Never seen it. Never seen a minute of it, but.
Me either.
There was a while when every time you turn your fire stick on, that's all they were pushing. So why not? Let's hear our third time through bootlegging. And yes, this is all written. Mikhail, let's hear your bootleg for the hit Amazon original Bosch.
So this one is also action figures, okay. Except it's little kitchen appliances dressed as LAPD detectives with PTSD. Anytime the appliance hears a ding, it screams one of three different Vietnam flashbacks, like, they're using children!
Mm-hmm. Oh, we only get the one. But we have to imagine what the other two are. I was in the shit, man! Charlie! There we go. There we go. And done. Oh, well done. Well done. Dana, what is your bootleg for? The hit Amazon original Bosch.
Well, get ready, everybody, for Kids Bosch.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the exact same plot of the show, but it's all done by kids. And all the language is exactly the same, except for we remove the inappropriate words that kids shouldn't be saying, but not the rest of them. Yeah. But they're not old enough or smart enough to tell the difference about what we're really talking about, right? Right? Kids Bosch.
Kids Bosch. Oh, God damn it. Anytime we get a good Kids Bop reference, every time. Got a wet ass puppy, I assume, is the Kids Bop version, I assume.
Yes.
As a father, yep. I can confirm that Kids Bop did a version of Cardi B's I Like It Like That.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was the thing they did.
Wow.
Yeah.
You should hear their version of WAP.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And Christy, let's wrap up some bootlegging of stuff. With your bootleg of the hit Amazon original Bosch.
Okay, so mine is called Posh with a P. And this comedy series revolves around Joshua Posh, a totally unqualified detective that solves mysteries in high society. And for those of you that are like, why didn't she just name it Josh Posh instead of Joshua Posh? The reason is that his name is Joshua, and that's what he insists on being called.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Sadly, I think your show was actually the USA original Royal Pains.
Are you shitting me? Does this exist?
I think so.
I thought, when I was writing this, I was like, this is so dumb. Nobody would ever make this.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Hollywood.
USA original. I think, or it was something I remember. There used to be a time when I wrote on the internet, and I would always review the pilot episodes of what I thought were garbage shows, and they always were. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one that I did. It's so bad. It was so bad. All right. Oh, wow. All right. Finally on to segment three. No, not finally. Now on to segment three in due time. it's recipes. Me, you, that thing over there, we're all the sum of the events that have transpired throughout our lives, forming us, shaping us into what we all see today, you know, for better or worse. And while we all know that sugar and spice and everything nice are what little girls are made of, and that snips and snails and puppy dog tails are what little boys are made of, in recipes, you're asked to give us the ingredients that have gone into the making of these other various stuffs and things, what they are. I think that mostly worked as a sentence. Mikhail, let's hear your recipe. I don't know. I was walking up to Safeway, and for some reason, this came to mind. Okay, let's hear your recipe for someone who high-fives strangers.
All right. love this one. This one, one of my favorite recipes.
Oh, okay, good.
So you actually start off with a fair share of celebration and mm-hmm. good times.
Oh, nice.
You're going to throw in some spontaneity with a little bravado. Break some cultural and social norms in there. And then you really got to pound it together to get a strong social connection. It's really important to really make sure that connection is strong and tight. And then finally, you're going to finish it off with a little sprinkling of positive vibes all around.
Oh, nice. Nice. You know what? I'm sorry that I instinctively hated this person. Because they sound wonderful. God damn it. I have to open myself up to the stranger that wants to high-five in public. I'm just remembering that fight that I had with a stranger that wanted to high-five in public. Maybe that's where it came from. Oh, shit. I had blocked that out. Now I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight, remembering that.
Bringing back repressed memories.
Yay! It was such a good time. but that person sounds much cooler. The other one was just a drunk girl on her birthday.
I was the best.
Yeah. Yeah. Dana, let's hear your recipe. This one's been on the old list for a while and decided, I don't know why, but I thought you would be able to bring this one to life. Let's hear your recipe for a grudge that someone might take to their grave.
Okay. Ingredients. 2 cups of need for validation and approval.
Mm-hmm.
1.5 cups sense of moral superiority. Mm. 2 tablespoons of difficulty letting go. 1 whole bag of emotional neglect from your father figure. 1 teaspoon of emotional deregulation. Or if you don't have any on hand, you can substitute that for poor coping skills.
Sure.
And then a pinch of anxiety and depression to taste. Preheat your rage to 500 degrees. Make sure that you stir ingredients together in a bowl that is much, much bigger than the actual size of the ingredients. The ingredients may look small to other people, but you know how big it really is.
Mm-hmm.
Whisk furiously until the mixture is overstirred and leaves a bitter taste in your mouth. After placing your grudge in the oven, make sure to regularly ruminate it so as to maintain that high level of hot, hot anger. remove from oven once the mixture is dry and hard to swallow. If cooked properly, it should cause cardiovascular, digestive, sleep, and reproductive declines. So make sure to share with your family and friends for maximum estrangement.
Oh, I was right. Well done. Oh, God damn it. All right. I felt like too often I go negative. I don't know why. Maybe that speaks to something about me. You shut up. So, Christy, I wanted to hear a recipe from you for feeling accomplished.
Okay. So, first you'll need, like, a few things you want to do. Try to keep it small. Try to keep it reasonable. you don't want to feel disappointed, right? We're aiming for accomplished. So then you're going to need motivation. It's going to take a lot because what you're competing with is laying down. And that, I mean, I don't know if you've done it lately, but it feels very good. So you're going to need a truckload of motivation. Preferably you can get it from some self-help books that you read a little bit of, and then you say you're going to finish, but then you just accumulate them and then you refuse to get rid of them. Or you could just like go on TikTok and like watch a lady be like, get ready with me to get my life together. And then you're going to need enough coffee to jumpstart a dead car battery. I don't make the rules. That's just what it takes. You got to drink coffee until you develop a physical tremor. Okay? You got to drink coffee until a doctor tells you to stop. And then after that, you're going to introduce a gallon of sweat. It could be yours. It could be someone else's. Mm-hmm. It could be animal sweat. I don't know. I think that'll work. And then you're going to do a dash of sheer terror to taste. Mm-hmm. It's just a little bit, but just take a second to be a little afraid. And the coffee will help with this.
Yes.
And then you're going to sprinkle on just a tiny bit of existential crisis because if you're not questioning whether or not what you're doing actually matters, are you actually accomplishing anything?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then after that, you're going to just liberally incorporate social media breaks. You can measure these in hours, not minutes. Just fold it in with a rubber spatula. And then you're going to combine wet and dry ingredients in a nice lukewarm brain, but don't get too optimistic because it's unbecoming.
Yeah. Yeah, once you begin, you can't feel like it's gonna work because then then it won't. And really, do you feel accomplished if you think it's gonna work when you start? No, that was too easy. And you let yourself off the hook. And the whole thing falls. Okay. Thank you, Christy. Oh, gosh darn it. So good, yet still sad at the same time. That is the line we walk around here. The best sadness you can ever have. Oh, bless. Segment four, it's Dating Profile. Dating is how we audition the general public for our genitals. I wish I could gussy that up a little bit more, but them's the facts. The entire process is just weighing whether or not the person slurping their soup across the table from you is worth a trip to Pants Town. And in Dating Profile, it's your job to give us the dating profiles of the following people, places, or things searching for a one-way ticket to their groin. Mikhail. Mikhail, let's hear your dating profile for the lizard owned by the weird lizard guy.
To whom it may concern, I'm Reptar. I'm 69 years young.
Nice.
Wink, wink, he. While my owner might be a bit eccentric and uncomfortable around adults, let me reassure you, we are great with your children. With scales that shine under the moonlight and a tongue as smooth as silk, ladies, wink, wink, I'm on the lookout for someone who can handle a bit of adventure. When I'm not inhaling dead animals or bugs, I like basking in the warmth of my heat lamp in the dark, wet basement my old owner keeps me in. I like to explore schools on field trips and birthday parties. Did I mention I like kids? If you're ready to join me on a journey and an adventure filled with my reptilian charm, unexpected surprises, and other people's children, then swipe right and let's see if you can heat up my cold blood. Also, the old man comes on dates with us. Swipe right, please. Thank you.
All right. I somehow didn't expect the lizard to be as creepy as the guy. But I guess together long enough, you take on the traits of the other person. But who influenced who?
The lizard or the egg?
Yeah. Yes, that old story. Which was creepy first? The lizard or the guy who bought the lizard? It's a journey we're taking together. Thank you, Mikhail. Damn it. Dana! Well, yeah, this is a lot of people, potentially. But let's hear your dating profile for someone who's already abandoned their New Year's resolutions.
Age 32. Location, the second Friday of January, a.k.a. Quitter's Day. Hmm. The day most likely to give up on your resolution. sign Cancer. About me. New year, new me. As a Cancer, some like to call me flaky, but I like to think of myself more as a free spirit. Mm-hmm. I like hiking and fishing and all the outdoor stuff we lie to each other about liking. Uh-huh. I mean, I like it in theory, and I've been on a hike, but I'd much rather Netflix and chill. And by chill, I mean eat Haagen-Dazs ice cream right out of the carton while wearing yoga pants and a shirt I haven't washed in 3 days. I'm looking for someone smart, funny, and who has a better job than me because I tried to get a promotion at work, but that's like really hard. Mm-hmm. And I think I'd be a great manager, but Carol doesn't think so, but whatever. Bitch. Do I drink? I drink socially, but I'm trying to cut back, you know? Like, and by cut back, I mean no more than one drink per finger on one or both of my hands. And by socially, I mean I only drink when there's another person in the room or on a screen nearby. marriage history, never married. It's a lot more commitment than I'm capable of at the moment. Do I exercise? I mean, I've heard of it. I thought about it. Do I want kids? I want them to stop running around and being so noisy. It's hard to keep up with all that energy. Pets? It turns out if you don't feed your fish every day, they die. That's a lot to remember. Interest, reality TV, because that's the only reality I have energy for. Sure. Board games, I'm terrible at them, but I like them because I get bored halfway through reading the rules, and I'm definitely going to give up before we start, but I'll still play. Self-care, I bathed once, more or less, 10 days ago, so taking care of me. Mental health awareness, because I am aware that I need to improve my mental health. Mm-hmm. What am I looking for? Seriously, this is just too much. Deletes profile.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. just hit back before even even submitting. It's just, meh.
No.
Pass.
It's already more than it's worth.
Yeah. Sounds right. Well, thank you, Dana. And Christy, I hope this was not hurtful. Christy, let's hear a dating profile from who you wanted to be when you grew up.
Okay, so admittedly, I had a hard time emotionally connecting to this person. So instead, I wrote a dating profile from, like, the worst guy with a dating profile and, like, the guy who he wanted to be when he grew up.
All right.
Like, that's kind of the angle that I took
here.
That works. Okay, so age, old enough to know better, young enough to do it anyway. Then occupation, currently stuck in an office job where my superhero cape is at the dry cleaners. And then about me, as a kid, I was convinced I'd be living on Mars by now, shredding electric guitars and solving world peace. But spoiler alert, I'm currently mastering Microsoft Excel and I only play air guitar. I'm still holding out hope for Mars, though. Elon Musk is my guy. Okay. Hobbies, brewskis with the boys. Mm-hmm. Pickleball,
yeah.
And then karaoke. And my ideal date, we start by trying to spot constellations, but we end up making our own. And then I fucking hate this guy so fucking much.
Yeah, yeah. Rightfully so.
Looking for someone that I can build an empire with. You should be able to laugh at my jokes, even when they're out of this world. In my bag, I have Tiger Bars, 11 of them. And then life motto, shoot for the moon. Even if you miss, you'll land among the stars.
Just the absolute fucking worst guy on these dating apps.
I've heard more objectionable stuff when we've done a dating profile, but I've never hated more than that.
I swiped left you? At Elon Musk. Like.
Yeah, yeah. Bro.
Brah.
Can I just complain about how much I hate that shoot for the moon, if not you fall amongst the stars, saying the stars are farther away.
That's true. That's
right. The moon is much closer.
Even if you miss, you wind up in the vacuum of space, just suffocating.
Right? If you miss, then like you might hit a satellite and then your cell phone's fucked. Like,
so that's only true if you overshoot it.
I mean, by a lot. By hundreds of years.
But I'm assuming you're shooting far and you miss because you're not shooting well enough and you suck at shooting for a big goal. So instead you're like, you're burning up in the atmosphere.
At least I did something, dicks.
All right, fine. Sure.
You either burn out or fade out, right? Oh,
God damn it. Yes. Yes. Yes, Trav. Yes. God damn it. All right. Well, we've reached it. We've reached segment 5. Huzzah. It's podcast it. Oh, this one's just chock full of fun. Wait. No, it isn't. If we know anything around here at Stab, the theater built on the back of a podcast, it's that we still have no idea what we're doing with ours. But that's okay. Right now isn't for you to help us figure out our failings as a podcast, but instead to introduce you and to introduce us to our new future favorites. In podcasts, your job is to give us the rundowns or recaps of the podcasts you might hear from these various persons, things, or what have yous, or on these specific niche subjects. Michael, let's hear about your podcast. It's a podcast about custom hot rods hosted by dinosaurs.
It is. Check out the Revved Up and Ready to Roar podcast with T-Rex and Vicky Raptor. These prehistoric predators bite into modern horsepower that's also environmentally friendly. Oh. On these roads, your feet are the only fuel you need. Because no self-respecting dinosaur would use the blood of their fallen. Hashtag just stop oil. Take a wild ride through the world of custom dino rides and cars. Jumping into things like the Raptor Roadster, the Ford Model T-Rex, or the Pterodactyl Bel Air. Each week, Rex and Vicky put their feet to the road and test drive the latest hot rod customizations. From flame decals on your favorite road shoes to chrome faux-zost pipes, while also sharing hilarious antecedents from their own Jurassic adventures in the modern human-ruled world, while also diving into the political world of climate change and what it means for a massive asteroid coming down to Earth, destroying everything that we know. Revved up and ready to roar.
Yeah. All right. So just big old custom dino shoes. Hell yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's like the Flintstones.
Yeah.
Without the Flintstones.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I didn't think they would be a fan of, gas. So I'm glad that was confirmed. Thank you, Mikhail. So much fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, when you get back revving out into the world and back to neglecting your children, how can people... people follow and enjoy more of the things that Mikhail does on the onlines.
Absolutely. You can follow me on the Instagrams at Ukrainian Comedian. Mm-hmm. And then also on the Facebooks. And I'm not on the TikTokies yet.
Apparently that's what we have to do.
You know, I'm too dad for that.
That's fair. Just, yeah. That's fair. Well, good to have you, as always. So good. So wonderful. I thought this was somewhat literary, so I thought you probably read them.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought you might enjoy this. Dana, let's hear your roundup, your rundown of a podcast in the world of the Hunger Games.
Well, welcome back to Pan Am and Roses, the Pan Am dating podcast, where you write in your questions about love and sex, and we will give you some answers. Okay. Forrest from District 7 writes, my girlfriend just got reaped in the Hunger Games. A few days after she left in the train for the Capitol, I made out with her sister. Does that count as cheating? I mean, Forrest, technically, you didn't break up with her and she's still alive. So, yes, you did cheat on her. But is she going to ever find out? I bet the odds are ever in your favor.
God damn it.
Lime from District 2 writes, after winning the Hunger Games and spending time in the Capitol, I got deer horns implanted in my forehead. Now none of the girls back in District 2 will date me. What should I do? Well, Lime, you know, deer horns aren't something that everybody is attracted to, so I can't really blame the women of your district for not understanding Capitol fashion. But you know what all women understand? Mm-hmm. Money. As the victor, that means you have plenty of money. Oh, sure. You need to remind the women of that, and then you'll be getting some. Mm. Okay. Antonius from the Capitol writes, I used a Mockingjay to replicate the sound of my ex yelling at me, and I listened to it while I masturbate. Mm-hmm. Is this unhealthy? I mean, probably, but, you know, whatever. Strokes your bird, I guess. Mm-hmm. So join us next week when we answer this very important question. My boyfriend is an AVOX, i.e. a person that has had their tongue removed for being a rebel. Do you have any tips on oral sex? Thank you and good night.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a hard sell. well done. Oh, yeah. See, I thought you might be able to make references that I would barely understand. So well done.
You're welcome.
Those that get it, get the hell out of it. And that's all about it. I don't have to. Dana, how can people get more in Dana Bryant where they work in bank?
Well, I here at STAB, I co-host the Book Report every third Sunday at 7 p.m. So please check us out. We, Jesse Rivera and I, get a couple comedians to come on and give us a book report about books they like, and then I make them do improv with me because I'm mean like that. It's super fun, and we like books. And then at the Sacramento Comedy Spot every second Saturday at 7:30, my sketch troupe, Squad Patrol, as featured at San Francisco Sketch Fest, performs. So you should come see us because we're fancy.
Yeah.
We've been to the city.
Oh, yeah. Big city slicker sketch group.
Right.
And I forgot to mention earlier, you'll be here tomorrow.
Yes.
For the relaunching of Power Play.
Yes, I'm very excited.
That should be a lot of fun. It's improv where people are giving presentations with slides that they've never seen. So that should be fun.
Right.
We've been putting in some work rebuilding that. We're relaunching it tomorrow. Should be a good time. Thank you, Dana, as always. Christy, hey, is there, like, anywhere that people can enjoy that which Christy Farley do?
I'm not on social media because it stresses me out, except for I am on TikTok, but I don't want to share my handle because I've been pissing people off on TikTok. Well, I don't want them to know it's me.
All right.
So just, like, you know, reach out to Jesse and just be like, hey, what are you up to, my man?
You know, same old. Well, okay. Now we're going to have to somehow search, uncover Chrissy's secret
OnlyFans?
Well, how could be... I want to hear Christy pissing people off on TikTok now. You've lured me into the platform. You've got it. You got me. You hooked me.
You got to get on there and promote Stab, and then you might come across me pissing people off. Well, anyway.
She might piss you off.
Oh, it's possible.
I might piss you off.
A lot of things do. All right. Well, Chrissy, let's wrap up the gosh darnin' show. I had buy in there twice. I hope you didn't use that in your response. I just noticed it when I was editing. I do that. Christy, let's hear a rundown recap of a podcast hosted by Care Bears.
Introducing Bearing is Caring. Hey there, cloud companions. Welcome to Bearing is Caring, the only podcast in Care-A-Lot where we talk about the lighter side of sharing, caring, and the occasional very bad pun. Each week, join our fluffy hosts, Tenderheart Bear, Grumpy Bear, and Sunshine Bear, as we tackle the big questions like, how do you stay positive when you've lost your Care Bear stare? Oh. What's the best way to hug a porcupine? Carefully, that's how. And is it possible to have too much fun? Spoiler alert, nope. So fluff up your favorite cloud and grab a rainbow smoothie and tune into Care Bear, Bearing is Caring. Remember, in Care-A-Lot, every day is a chance to laugh, love, and care.
And I hate you for having me write that.
What? No.
So cute.
Yeah, we wanted something fucking cute for once.
It was so hard because I had to watch an episode to get the feel.
Oh, man.
It was awful.
Oh, well, it didn't sound like it was awful because that was just so snuggle-wuggle good-good. And that was the Stab Show. Thank you for joining us tonight. And, of course, very, very special thank you to our amazing panel, Mikhail Chernyovsky, Dana Bryant, and Christy Farley. Now, if you'd like to catch the Stab Show live as it happens, there's two ways you can do that. And they're by coming into the Stab Comedy Theater like all these people. Or tuning in to Stab TV on Twitch Friday nights at 7:30 p.m. Or, if you can't be bothered to show up to places at a specific time, then you can enjoy this and hundreds of other episodes just like it any old time you want via the podcast provider of your choice, be it Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or the Good Pods app. But that's all we got for you tonight. I've been your host, Jesse Jones, and you've been a whole heck of a lot of fun. No, really. I mean it. Start believing it. Good night. Bye. Oh, good stuff, y'all.
Yay.
So good. So good.